Mr. Conley.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John.
How are you, Mr. President?
Say, I wanted you to know that I would be. I think it'd be great if you could do a conference on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Since I'm going to do one the following Tuesday, which I think is about the right. See, I did one last week, and I don't want to do one this week.
All right, sir.
But does it sound all right to you?
Yes, sir.
And
with me.
And then we'll have our international meeting on Tuesday, if that's all right with you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And because what I was thinking, what brought this to mind, I think Colson may have told you, but what brought this to mind is when I read your speech up there, and you know what I mean, up at the Economic Club, and all the positive points you made, I want you to make that before a bigger audience.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Now, who knows what they'll cover, but it'll get a bigger play, and it's worth, all of them are worth seeing, and those third quarter figures need to be bragged about a little. The success of the freeze. George Meany, for example, today said the freeze was unsuccessful. Well, he's just wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So, it's all right with you. I think it's fine.
No, that's fine with me. Yes, sir. Okay. I told Chuck.
I just don't want to beat a good horse to death.
No. I told him that I wasn't. I told him that I wasn't prepared, but I damn sure would try to get prepared before Monday.
Well, we'll get the briefing books and everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine.
When are you going to have to leave?
Well, I'm going to leave tonight about 7 o'clock to go down to Florida, and then I speak there at 10:30 tomorrow, go into the Lion's Den. I think your advice is right. I'm just doing it. I mean, it isn't going to do any good, but I'm not going to be afraid to talk to a bunch of union guys. So
no,
I'm just going to lay it right out there.
I think
don't you agree?
I sure do, and I think it's absolutely essential because I don't think it's justified, but we're getting the impression all over the country that we're being soft and we're capitulating to labor,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good. And so I think it's all the more important that you go down there and.
Mm-hmm.
And say the same thing to them you'd say to the NAM or anybody
That's right.
else.
Just try.
So,
what I'm going to do, I'm going to give them credit where credit is due for supporting us on foreign policy. I'm going to give them, their high
right.
marks because they
right.
have been good on
yes.
foreign policy. And then I'm going to say, now we need your support on domestic policy and ask for their support. That's what right. I was to it. Excuse me, go ahead.
Well, I just have a personal matter that I want to mention to you if I might ask you not to mention it to anybody
yeah,
else,
sure.
to John, and I don't have the whole story yet, and I just want to tell you because I don't know what it means, and I'm going to mention it to John. I'm going to have lunch with him on Monday.
You mean Mitchell? Oh, yeah, I see.
There's a lawyer named Mahon
mm-hmm.
Who was out of your old law firm and his old law firm
hmm.
in New York. And there was another lawyer out of that firm. There were two lawyers out of your old firm
mm-hmm.
who were in Houston recently, within the last 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
They were at a party, at a cocktail party, and they're representing Sharon Moody. And this is a long fight, which I won't go into down there. It involves
mm-hmm.
the old American National Insurance Company and the Moody Foundation.
I see.
But they're representing Sharon Moody as is Roy Cohen. But they were down there, and my name came up in their presence, and Sharon Moody made some derogatory remark.
Hmm.
And Mahon said, don't worry about him. Said, he's going to get his.
Hmm.
He said, the Attorney General is going to see to that.
No, for God's sake.
And he said, as a matter of fact, he's got me down here investigating him. And he said, we're going to San Antonio to talk. We're going to run down this fellow Peace and see. He said, I understand he's an old friend of his. And said, I understand
mm.
Connolly's got some land deals with the Rogers out in Las Vegas. And
what is the name again?
A fellow named Mahon.
Never heard of him. Absolutely never heard of him.
And there's a second name, and this.
Or they are
they're partners in the old Nixon Mudge firm. And I'm going to have lunch with John on Monday, and let me say
they were never when I was there. Now it may be that they're young fellows that were taken in later.
That's possible.
And I bet you that John doesn't even know him. I never heard of the fellow.
And
Mahon. But they're not still in the firm?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They're down there as members of the firm.
Oh.
They're down there.
Well, we'll stop that.
No. I don't know that you need to.
I don't know.
Who
is Sharon Moody?
Sharon Moody is a
Is he a Texan?
Oh, yeah. His grandfather was old man W.L. Moody, who amassed that $400 million and founded the Moody Foundation. And it's been an enormous fight between the trustees. It's a long, bitter brawl. It's involved the Texas legislature and charges of bribery and corruption and everything. It's been going on for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And my old firm, Vincent Elkins, wound up representing four members of the seven on the board of trustees of the foundation.
And so now you find this firm and on the other side of it, I guess.
Yeah. And Roy Cohen wound up representing Sharon Moody. And then your old firm wound up on Sharon Moody's side, and they were down apparently talking about tactics or whatever.
I can't believe that our firm would be that firm would be involved with Roy Cohn in something. Either.
And anyway, this conversation took place, and I thought it was passing strange, and I didn't know what was behind it, and I just wanted to mention. Don't you mention it to John, though. I will because I don't want to make an issue out of it.
Oh well, I do, but you bring it up because I've never heard of the fellow, and I just don't. He must. In other words, well, I know who the. He was not there when I was there. Not there when I was there at all.
But I don't know his first name, but I'll know tomorrow.
Right.
And I don't know the name of the second man, but I'll know it tomorrow.
Good, good.
And I'm going to ask John, that's entirely possible. It occurred to me that John might be just asking some of his former associates to see if he can possibly find anything that in my background would be detrimental. And I wouldn't blame him a damn bit.
Never. He would never use the law firm. Never.
Well, I wouldn't think so, but...
Never. No. I know.
But this fellow... Now, this is not...
Because, you see, he's completely separate from it, too. He would never do that.
Well, I know that, but the...
No, but I mean, he wouldn't trust him either. You know.
But the fellow who told me heard it, so it's not...
Sure.
You know, it's not something he just dreamed up. And so I...
Well, we get after John Alexander and find out.
I was just curious about what...
Well, I am, too.
And frankly, I want you to know it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's several people that now know it down there, and I don't know where the hell it's going to wind up. So I just want you to know.
Good.
And I'm going to have lunch with John. And I'll
Monday?
Tell him about it Monday,
good.
Yes.
Well, have it after your president. Good. Well, listen, don't worry. You'll find out.
All right.
I imagine they're pulling somebody's leg, but we're going to stop it right away.
Well, don't.
That's a big firm, you know, and they can't.
Oh, I know it is.
They can't engage in that kind of crap.
Well, all right. Don't worry about it. I'm not, frankly.
All right.
All right. Bye.